Art Drysdale vignette, Hanging Baskets 1, 3, 2, 1. Are there hanging flower baskets in your garden, or are you an apartment gardener? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Information about hangers after this. 3, 2, 1. Nothing decorates a balcony, veranda, or any eye-level area more than a series of hanging containers just crammed with various flowering plants. It used to be that hanging baskets just contained one of several common plants, fuchsias, impatiens, petunias, etc. Now there's a whole range of plants being tried in hanging baskets. If you have areas that are devoid of plants and where there's an opportunity to install hanging baskets, it's not too late to do so. Just go to your garden center and either buy already planted baskets or buy the empty baskets and a selection of plants that'll suit your conditions. For example, if it's a sunny area, the traditional petunias, geraniums, begonias, and other common annuals will fill the bill, but so will some of the more unusual items such as biddens, bacopa, and the great Australian fanflower or scaevola. If it's a shaded area, try trailing lobelia with its delicate dark blue flowers mixed with mimulus. The possible combinations are endless. Just be creative. The most important factors about planting hanging baskets are to cram as many plants in as you can and be sure to fertilize them with a soluble plant food with a high middle number analysis weekly. If you have an extremely shaded area and find that even the shade-loving fuchsias and tuberous begonias are not doing well, you can try what I do. Simply have one extra basket that hangs in a brighter area and every other day or so, rotate them so that a different one gets the brighter location. I'm Art Drysdale.